Construction is picking up inside the Juneau International Airport Terminal, which is receiving its first facelift in more than 25 years. The $22 million renovation project is set to wrap up in October, but work is underway to complete major portions of it now before the summer tourist season kicks into high gear. KTOO's Casey Kelly has this update.
It's Monday afternoon at the Juneau Airport, and Alaska Airlines Flight 64 has just arrived from Anchorage. Before most passengers can even get to the bag claim area, a crew starts loading their luggage into the terminal using a roller conveyor. Carrie Tonkin looks on nostalgically as suitcases, boxes, and child seats stack up on the floor.
This reminds me of when I was a kid and we landed in PBYs. It was the same kind of a system.
Tonkin, who lives in Juneau and has just returned from a trip to Anchorage, says she hardly noticed the extra time it took to get her bags.
No, it's the improvement far outweighs the inconvenience. It'll be good.
The bag claim construction is the most visible project at the airport right now. Crews tore out the old baggage belt last week. Now the area where it used to be is covered by a giant black tarp. Airport architect Catherine Fritz says the new conveyor belt will be twice as long and should be operational in about 2 weeks.
Same general type that we had before, but brand new, won't be as noisy and choppy, won't stop as many times when it's not supposed to.
One of the major reasons for the terminal renovation was to reduce passenger congestion. For instance, Fritz says the entire baggage claim area has been expanded by 5,000 square feet.
You know how it's been pretty buddy-buddy close to the bag belt trying to get yours when the other guy wants to get theirs? Well, it'll allow people to have plenty of space in front of the belt to get their bags.
Work on the bag claim area was originally scheduled for July, but Fritz says the contractor, McGraw Custom Construction, moved it up to avoid tourist season. Construction on the Transportation Security Administration screening area, originally scheduled for this summer as well, will now take place in mid to late April. It's expected to last only 2 weeks, but during that time, all bags will have to be hand-screened. In a town like Juneau, where lots of locals like to push the limit, Fritz says passengers will definitely need to be at the airport 2 hours ahead of their flight. She says there's not really a good time to do the work, but at least McGraw was able to avoid doing it during the summer.
We think that would have been a pretty huge problem for our travelers and stuff, so they were able to rearrange things and get it done now in a concentrated amount of time before the big tourism peak gets here.
Fritz says this is the busiest time during the 2-year renovation project. Work on the exterior front of the terminal and installation of infrastructure for a new ground source heat pump is going on as well. A new escalator and staircase to the baggage claim area are also planned, but most of the work that might inconvenience travelers should be done by May. Fritz says McGraw Custom Construction has been paid about 65% of contract costs to date. Those are your tax dollars at work, with $10 million of the $22 million total project cost being paid for with local sales tax revenue. The rest is coming from state and federal funds. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.